Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend each lonely night dreaming of a song. A melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration.
But that song there is.
Oh, but that was long ago.
Let's break out the booze.
Check your bartender at the motherfucking news cafe.
That's right. That guy's right. I'm trying to
Frank,
figure out.
Frank,
test your microphone.
Frank. Hello? Hey, ho!
That's gonna fall. No. Justin. I'm gonna drop mine. You're good, though. I'll put mine here. I guess. Can we get more of me and Corey's monitor? Can we get more of my voice and Corey's monitor? Corey loves to hear the sound of my mellifluous voice. Up. Does that mean up or okay? Okay. He's okay. That's good. Thank you very much. Oh, what a joy it is to be here at this cool gig. What a ripper. We knew it from day one, didn't we?
We did.
That it was going to be a ripper. And here we are at the terminus of a ripper. This is the first show of our band. We've been a band for just about a month. The name of this band is Strawberry Band. Yeah, I'm so happy the News Cafe has adhered to our request to get this strawberry beer. You might be surprised how not disgusting it is. You may find it pleasant as I do. Yeah. So, are we good? Do we need anything? No, we're good. So the name of this band is Strawberry Band. I would like to say one quick thing about the band's name before we go. In Japan, the word strawberry, you say it like this, Ichigo. And it's also the first part of a famous phrase, Ichigo Ichie, which means one time, one meeting. It's used in tea ceremonies to signify, even if we have tea again, even if all of us are assembled in this room to do this exact show again, it'll be different. Something will change. And we should enjoy this moment while we have it. We shouldn't hold on to it with longing. And we shouldn't think, oh, I need to make the most of this night. I need to do the absolute apex of my personality. No, just enjoy it while it is. A composer that I love, Anthony Braxton, had an interview where he said, if there were something to communicate, I wouldn't communicate it. It's not about my relationship to the saxophone. It's about what planet is this anyway? Of Ichigo Ichie. Just groove on it when you can. If there was something to communicate, Thank you. That song was about getting a friendship tattoo with your pen pal. And you know what? I just realized today, this next song is a song by a beloved human to me. And we actually have a friendship tattoo. I didn't even think about it. Cool Breeze, yeah. And yo, check this out. Anybody know Cool Breeze? Say yeah.
Yeah.
Check this out. Cool Breeze is a fucking doctor now. He's Dr. Cool Medicine Breeze. He's helping people learn how to speak again, learn how to walk again. He's out there picking them up. And this song is called Million Miles Away. He wrote this when he was extremely depressed. It's on his best-selling record. Songs so sad, they go all the way back around to being happy again.
Oh, I'm a million miles from home. I'm a million miles from it all. But I got some pictures on my wall that make me feel like I'm not so far from home after all. Oh, I'm a million miles from you. I'm a million miles from you. Even though you're sitting right across the room, but I can't find a way to say what I'm going in your. Oh baby, can we go on a date? We'll watch a movie and stay out really late. And maybe we'll go for a walk, and maybe we'll go to the park. Maybe, baby, I think you're great. Oh baby, can we run away, please? We'll buy a house and throw away the keys. And maybe we'll go for a drive, and maybe we'll commit some crimes. Go out like Thelma and Louise.
Magnificent fucking Cool Breeze. I asked Cool Breeze why he doesn't write hit songs anymore. He says because he only wrote songs to cheer him up and he's happy now. Can't fuck around with that. Give him a second. You alright? Yeah, we're gonna play this one that Dan likes. It's like shooting fish in a barrel up here. Oh shit. I now kinda do that. Yo, check this out. Did you know that today is the Lunar New Year? Yeah, that's right, baby. It's the year of the rat. Pretty psyched about that. You ready? You got what you need?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's us. That's you and me. We're together on this. This is me and Frank Ensemble. What up? About myself as I am cat shit. You are a dog as I'm a wet cigarette. You're a forgotten sandwich. I'm a dishwasher. You are a hammer. I had a dream we were walking shoeless in the Yucatan. Had a horse that could spit on a penny in the air. I was walking the line without hitting the bases. I awoke and I found you there. And bathing in the light short there, and you told me what I love about you, I hate about myself. I am tepid and turgid, you are fetid and fecund. I am ribbon candy and you are a microscope slide. You are ballsy and resolute, I am willful and indolent. I'm a wristwatch and you are a corpse. Were several scourges and demons were cluttering all around my face. We were drinking strawberry milk and I woke you asleep with a look on your face like a baby delivered by razor. What I love about you, I hate about myself. Introducing uncontrollable Frank on the guitar. Don't If I wanted to hear an asshole, I would fart. And now I realize that I am a duck and you are a boot, stopping for all eternity. And our love for the world is the ease with which we could be crushed in a chasm. What do we love about it? It hates about us. Bring it on, Frank. Woo! So nice to be here and hear all these beautiful people having a beautiful time. Sometimes you look out into the crowd and it's just full of fucking duds, but not tonight. We got 100% fire in the room. It's great to look out and see so many other great bands, so many great artists, so many roommates, and so many roommates of roommates of roommates. It's also nice to see Dan Sabatinelli. How often can you say that?
Yeah, rough boy in the motherfucking.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy, I got a message for you. Shall we proceed with the next song? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this one has a special part. I like it when people sing along to the song, but this is like a new one. It's impossible you could know the words to this one. So I figured out a way to do it. Excuse me. There's a part in the middle. You'll know where it is. There's just fucking one note. It's just one note. It sounds like this. The music will change. You got it. That's right. It goes ah. The music will change underneath the song, but you gotta stay steady like a rock. Just stick with it. That one note. I'm sorry. It's gonna be like, you guys know when you're doing karaoke, you're doing ABBA. Gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight. And Agneta says, she says, only in my dream. And the music changes underneath, but she stays solid as a rock. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be my Agneta. Crystal bubbles and vegetation. Great, we nailed it. We did a great job. I thought my lungs were gonna give out for a sec. Here's a special request. We weren't gonna play this one, but Dan wanted to hear a song that he liked. Yeah! Unlike the other one, so we'll do this one. This is about when things are going great and then things start going bad and you're finally like, oh, finally. It's called Victory Parole. Yeah! was in Anchorage, Alaska, with Dee Dee my CPA, and his beautiful wife, Elise. They were like, do you run with kids drinking Gatorade in Niagara Falls? All of our toys in Canada, and in love, and their dog was a loyal sniffer. And I was thinking of who, and I was like, supermarket, trying to finish it before I left, but I wanted to save the wax. It was red and incriminating. I wanted to shape it into a horse and ride away with real hair. And I thought of you, and I was like, whoa. And I thought of you, and I was like, whoa. So this next song is going to be our last song of the evening. We were only a band for a couple of weeks. Give me a break, Elena. This is a cover song by a band I truly love. You can think of them as the Japanese Clash. I think of them as the Blue Hearts, because that's the name of the band, the Blue Hearts. This song isn't fitting with the night. The song is about the beauty of a rat. I would like to take a moment to say the lyrics, because the lyrics are nice and the song is in fucking Japanese. There's only two people here who understand Japanese. Let me hear you say yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So check it out. It's like a rat, I would like to be beautiful, because a rat has a beauty that doesn't show up in photographs. That's the riff. At first, I thought the song was about a beautiful woman named Linda. And the song goes, Linda, 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 Linda. And it was like a punk song about a weird looking dude. And he's like, oh, this beautiful lady, she'll never talk to me or touch my hand. But then I realized the song is really about fucking being an old, weird shitbird, feeling good about yourself from the past, knowing that the you of the past felt bad about the them at the time. And you say, hey buddy, you're beautiful. You're beautiful like a fucking rat. Like a rat, you're warmer than anything. Like a rat, nicer than anything. Linda, in Spanish, means beautiful. Let's pretend that beauty is pointed inward at ourselves and backwards to the people that we were. Last one. Dobu nezumi mitai ni utsukushiku nari tai shashin ni wa utsuranai utsukushi ga aru kara. いつか君と出会い話し合うなら、そんな時はどうか愛の意味を知ってください。 definitely thank Uncontrollable Frank, Corey Bell, and Mr. Fucking Z for being in this band with me. I had a great time. This was a cool gig. Let me hear you say 1, 2, 3, cool gig!
Linda, 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 you fuckers! Linda, Linda, I can't wait! Linda, Linda, Linda! Linda, Linda! Linda, Linda, Linda!
That's it! No more in the tank, man! Thanks! We have pencils for sale! Pencils! We have pencils for sale in the back.